This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio 1370. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 7th, new shows on BCQ, medium wave DX opportunities on 1010 and the X-band, QSLs from Mexico and Venezuela, new frequencies for Sierra Leone, Bangladesh, Sound of Hope, Italy still on shortwave, and the propagation outlook. In case you haven't heard, there is now a way to QSL World of Radio. Not through me, but through one of the stations which carries the program, WRMI. Jeff White has put together a QSL card especially for World of Radio and our Spanish version, Mundo Radial. So if you hear either of these shows on WRMI, send them a reception report and request a QSL. The address is P.O. Box 526852, Miami, Florida, 33152, USA, or info@wrmi.net. There were antenna problems at another of our affiliates the first weekend in August, WWCR, on Saturday and part of Sunday, which means that two or three of the four scheduled broadcasts of World of Radio were not heard last week on WWCR. I hope you heard it on one of the other stations, or if not, and you don't want to miss a single episode, look at our website for the audio archive of World of Radio 1369 via worldofradio.org. Will Martin in Missouri says WBCQ more than made up for that problem, although I'm sure it was coincidental. On UT Monday, August 6th, after our 0415 airing of World of Radio on 7415, WBCQ continued to play that episode, alternating with the previous one, 1368, time after time, as late as 0900 UT. But, of course, that arrangement is not to be expected in the future, necessarily. Larry Wells sends an update on other WBCQ programming. The last roundup is now heard Saturdays at 19 UT on 7415. Not sure what that's about, but one bit referring to it said something about some old-time radio programming. Playing with Electricity, a new eclectic music show, is Saturdays at 21 UT on 7415. Show called Bluegrass State of Mind, Fridays at 22 UT on 7415. Looking at the website link for that, it's actually Hawkeye Danny Howler's radio show. It seems he is a five-string banjo player who is blind. More at his website, dannyhaller.com. Here's the blurb. One solid hour of the best in traditional bluegrass, the old legends, and the soon-to-be legends. Don't miss it. Tell your friends. Via commanderelliott.com, we have news of the sudden passing, August 3rd, of George Moore, deputy director of IBB. According to current BBG chairman James K. Glassman, he died in Annapolis. He was our beloved deputy director of the International Broadcasting Bureau since June of last year. Before that, he was director of engineering from 2000 to 2006. Writing in the Extreme Mortman blog, former BBG chairman Kenneth Tomlinson says of George Moore, his willingness and ability to close the antiquated shortwave stations to find resources for TV and Internet literally paved the way for the most important international broadcasting developments of our time, if only he had been in charge of programming to the Arab world. However, when it comes to Radio Marti, the BBG and the IBB certainly are not giving up on medium wave. At the Media Network blog, Andy Sennett, who keeps an eye on Fed BizOps, found a notice that they're soliciting bids for the manufacture and shipping of a 100-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter and associated equipment for 1180 kilohertz in Marathon, Florida. That, of course, is twice the power of any other AM stations in the U.S. A number of Americans are surprised to learn that there is such a station, because 50 kilowatts is the limit as far as the FCC is concerned. But Radio Marti is not under FCC jurisdiction. In fact, I imagine the federal government could run 500 kilowatts if they felt like it. Another reason this comes as a surprise is that it's so hard to hear on the mainland due to extremely directional antennas aimed at Cuba. Kai Ludwig says it's quite remarkable that they plan to squeeze the new transmitter into the rather small control room instead of in the transmitter room. Presumably, the latter is already fully occupied by the existing gear, two old 50-kilowatt transmitters operated as a pair. And, furthermore, this station has no call sign whatsoever, since it is operated by the government. And, as Charles Taylor points out, don't call it VOA because 1180 is not VOA any longer. Paul Walker spotted an item on radioinfo.com that WINS 1010 New York would be off the air early Saturday morning, August 4th. They say it's to install new HD equipment. It's debatable whether that amounts to an upgrade. J.D. Stevens in Alabama looked at the website and found that they said it would be off the air from 12:30 to 4:30 a.m. Saturday, Eastern Time, and approximately 14 other similar periods of overnight hours to prepare our transmitter for HD broadcasting. That's 0430 to 0830 UT. As would be expected during that first silent period, the station dominating 1010 in the east was CFRB Toronto. Willis Muck in Tennessee, however, hurt KXEN 1010 in St. Louis, WMOX in Mississippi as well. Simi Noling, CFRB in Ottawa, Barry McLarnon was able to hear WSPT in Wisconsin and even CBR in Calgary. Bill Harms in Maryland heard CFRB in one direction and WOLB in another. We mentioned recently that new 1690 station in Toronto, CHTO, with a predominantly Greek format. It's being widely heard, but there's also something on 1690.7 kilohertz, causing a heterodyne. But we believe that is, in fact, CHTO, which part of the time, but not all the time, is off frequency. Brett Saylor in Pennsylvania, NRC, measured them on 1690.73. Being that far off frequency, they offer a DX opportunity much further away, and out on the West Coast, Pat Martin in Seaside, Oregon, was getting ahead around 1690.7. Barry McLarnon in Ottawa says, how far off frequency are stations allowed to be? The standard in Canada is tighter than in the U.S. The carrier frequency is supposed to be within 10 hertz instead of 20 hertz in the U.S. However, Industry Canada operates the same way as the FCC regarding enforcement. They are reactive rather than proactive. If there are no complaints, there is no action. Then there's the predominantly Latino station in Toronto on 1610 CHHA, which recently moved to a transmitter site on the edge of Lake Ontario. Scott Feibusch says, they have the advantage of a very clear channel and that short antenna on the lake, giving it a good skywave takeoff for long-distance reception. Unfortunately, not so good for the ethnic neighborhoods they're trying to reach on the other side of downtown Toronto's buildings. Pete Taylor wonders, why are we getting all these new X-band stations in Canada when existing medium-wave stations in the lower part of the band are abandoning their channels and moving to FM? This should open up lots of new channels for new stations. Scott Feibusch says using the X-band provides a quick and dirty way to put low-cost stations on the air in Canadian cities where the FM band is full or nearly so. With the exception of the Canadian Clear channels, the use of most other AM channels in the regular band in Canada requires directional antennas, sometimes very complex ones, to protect the U.S. border. On the X-band, all you need is a fairly short Valcom fiberglass whip antenna, made in Canada no less, and a warehouse rooftop, and you're on the air. Steve Francis in Tennessee, IRCA, adds about CHHA 1610 Toronto. The last I checked, they were signing off at local midnight, 04 UT with O Canada. A bit of news has emerged from last weekend's annual Mexican DX meeting. In the Condish list, Luis Vallebueno in Durango says that he found out there that XERTA 4810 in Mexico City will verify with a personalized QSL for every two reports sent in less than 1 month to its offices on Lopez Street, as well as a diploma in the same one-month period. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee measured XERTA around 0130 UT August 6th on 4809.998, an S6 signal marred by the ever-present CODAR ocean wave radar. Best reception on the lower side to avoid an unidentified carrier. We sure wish someone could identify it on 4810.104. From press reports that Alo Presidente Chavez can go on for hours and hours all day Sundays on Venezuelan radio and TV, I've wondered how long the Cuban relay can stay with it. It nominally starts around 1400 or up to an hour later and lasts until 1830. But on August 5th, I found Hugo was still going at 1826, and I just happened to hear two of the frequencies, 11875 and 17750, going off at 1951. Another one is 13750. As for Radio Nacional de Venezuela itself, Canal Internacional, also relayed by Cuba, in his QSL report for the August NASPA Journal, Sam Barto in Connecticut says, I got a full data Canal Internacional card from the República Bolivariana de Venezuela. It took 4 months, but it came via FedEx. That's at least the second report we've had of FedEx being used by them. Also a letter with a photo ID of the verification signer, Cesar Mosco, with a copy of his fingerprint on the letter, plus six different booklets about Chavez and his administration. He had reported the 23 UT broadcast via Cuba on 15250 and 13680. Robertas Pogarelis was on a two-week holiday in Brazil in late July and sent us his monitoring report. Among other things, he heard Radio Inconfidencia Belo Horizonte 6010, also on apparently a spurious frequency, 6073, July 25th at 1017. And another spur, in this case a mixing product, Radio Senado in Brasilia, 5990 at 1047, was also heard on 6370. Well, I can see that's a leapfrog mixing product over Brasilia's other transmitter, the Amazon service, on 6180, which is halfway between. In his panorama report for Atividade de Xix, Cerro Mais in Brazil says that the Manaus station on 4895, Radio Baré, has been renamed. In fact, since April, it's been known as Radio Globo Manaus. Unfortunately, it's not on the air in the mornings when they have local programming from 10 to 16 on medium wave 1440. The shortwave span is 2000 until 0400. The clandestine for Libya, Salt al-Amal, is no longer being reported. That's the one that varied between 17.6 and 17.7, chased by several jammers. We're not sure exactly when it quit. These things are seldom made clear when a station disappears. In Spain, Jose Miguel Romero and Tomas Mendez have noted its absence, as well as the absence of the Afropop music jammer from Gabon, which usually stuck to 17660 until 1530 UT. And that's good news for the French service from Saudi Arabia, opening on 17660 at 1355. That is, until August 7th, when Tomas Mendez was again hearing the Afropop music station on 17660 at 1503, strongly interfering with Saudi Arabia. Ron Howard in California, who's frequently monitored Cotton Tree News, that service for Sierra Leone, via Ascension, at 0730 on 9525, got an email from Ann Bennett, coordinator of the Sierra Leone project of the Hirondelle Foundation, saying that from August 1st, they were changing frequency and transmitter site. Now they're via Myreton, South Africa, at 13760, still at 0730 to 08 UT since August 1st. However, he's not been able to hear them on 13760, nor Star Radio, in case they've also moved, but instead the Voice of Korea, already using 13760 variable, heard from 07 past 0800 in Russian. World of Radio 1370 is now semi-finished. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website contains much more information. Check the archive, in particular, of DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Tim Hendel in Alabama, who, like Pete Bentley says, JKDI, just keep doing it. Here is some news which, as far as I know, is exclusive. You may recall in March there was big news about a new missionary station in the Central African Republic, Radio ICDI, 6030 kilohertz, low power. However, it's hardly ever, if ever, been reported by DXers outside the Central African Republic. So I contacted the station to confirm whether they're still really on the air. And I heard back from Josue Mbami, who is the coordinator for the station in the Central African Republic, on August 7th. He says, yes, I confirm that Radio ICDI is on 6030, the times here converted to UT, 05 to 08 and 16 to 19, in French, Sango, Fufulde, and the Bayaka languages. He says, we are looking for financial aid to support our workers because we need to add supplementary hours to the old ones. The Central African population appreciate very much Radio ICDI's programs, and all the country hears our radio now. That's because I understand they're using one of those vertical incidence antennas, which concentrates the signal nearby, going up at a high angle and coming back down rather than at a low angle, as we DXers abroad would prefer, but we can still attempt to pick it up. It's clear that still the best or only chance to hear it in North America remains at their sign-on time of 0500 UT and only on Mondays, when Cuban Jamming and Radio Marti are holding their weekly truce. But CFVP in Calgary and who knows what else are still obstacles. And that's close to local sunrise in the CAR, so it shouldn't be audible for long. However, being almost equatorial, that time varies little during the year. Europeans, of course, should have a chance to hear it in the evening if interference permits. Kai Ludwig notes that the planned change of transmissions of Christian Voice from Vertachtel to another transmitter of their own in Zambia have been delayed again. Now, that change is not expected until August 31st. Christopher Lewis in England says, I had excellent reception of the relay of Spice FM from Zanzibar on 11735 for the English broadcast at 18 UT on August 6th. Senpo 45444 with excellent audio. Reminder to check for the mighty KBC originating in the Netherlands, transmitted via Lithuania 100 kilowatts on 6255, which has a weekly broadcast aimed at North America, UT Sundays at 0100 to 02. I heard it on August 5th, just the last few minutes when they were running a mailbag with a continuous music bed mentioning some recognizable names. Also reported at the same time by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. He says, very strong, really booming in. Before the mailbag, they were playing U.S. pop music of the 80s. There were unconfirmed reports that Rai in Italy would be closing down some of its shortwave broadcasts at the end of July, especially those for Eastern Europe, so I asked our monitoring team to check them out. Those in Europe did so and found, in fact, they've still been on the air in early August. And I still hear their daytime broadcasts in North America in Italian, even though Noel Green could not confirm those in the UK. However, several of the scheduled language broadcasts, while still on the air, have been containing nothing but music. Steve Wood in Massachusetts says English at midnight 55, August 7th on 11800, went straight into selections of music, no programming heard, when they usually have a newscast to start. However, French at 0115 still had news in that language. Christer Brunström in Sweden says, noting these comments, Swedish is still heard three times a week at 20 UT on 6110 and 9780, but with music replacing the news bulletins. This has happened many times in the past, probably due to illness or those August holidays in Europe. However, he says, my contact at Raiway says the future of Rai Shortwave is very bleak indeed. Overseas relays of Rai programming have already ceased, and the shortwave services will close in the near future, possibly in September. We had other reports they might last until the end of December. He says it's sad to see yet another international radio station giving up direct shortwave broadcasting. But I suppose there's still a possibility of Italy remaining on shortwave in a different form. Well, they didn't have very many overseas relays. They had one via Singapore and a couple via Ascension. Those in our evenings should now be gone on 6110 and 11765. I just got a new program folder in the P-mail from Voice of Turkey, still coming out twice a year. However, figuring out exactly what they mean in their programming schedule is quite complex, so I suggest you look at my posting at various news groups and in DX Listening Digest 7093. The series they've been running for several months about Sufism, Mevlana from Present to Future, is still heard at the end of the Monday broadcasts. On Tuesdays, the last two feature programs are Ataturk Through Diaries and Foods of the Court, except at 1850 UT when they're replaced by Live from Turkey. The other weekly broadcast of Live from Turkey, Thursday at 1250 UT, it appears is now being played back on the following English broadcast, 1850, 2050, 2220, and UT Friday 0320, at least going by the schedule. That's yet to be confirmed. You never know whether Radio Damascus Syria will be modulating enough to be heard. Tomas Mendez in Spain reports on his recently established Yahoo group Logs de Radio that they had an extremely low audio level on August 5th, to the point of having to turn up the volume very much higher than usual. That's during the Spanish broadcast at 2233 on 12085. However, previously on July 28th, during the English broadcast at 2014, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to BCDX, surprise, good audio on a strong signal level from Radio Damascus. Last week we had a report that Radio Asia in the UAE would be changing frequencies from 1557 to 1269 kilohertz as of August 11th. And now another report of another station there changing its medium wave frequency. Joe Jacob in India says, according to a message on Asianet Satellite TV, their medium wave station in the UAE, Asianet Radio, is changing from 648 to 1539, starting Wednesday, August 8th, and increasing transmitter power. However, he says 1539 is already used by the VOA Urdu service, Apki Dunya, so will VOA also change frequency? This may be a three- or four-way swap, I think, although we've heard nothing about it from VOA. I would expect VOA to wind up on one of the vacated frequencies, 1557 or maybe 648. Last week, we reported that Minivan Radio for the Maldive Islands was resuming shortwave broadcasts via Germany from August 1st, 16 to 17 UT on a 11965. And our monitors checked that out. However, there's strong interference from China Radio International, already scheduled on that frequency toward Europe. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, where most of the Maldive signal skips over, says he was hearing mostly China. Also, a lot of interference in Spain, says Jose Miguel Romero. And Koji Hashimoto, Japan, and Japan Premium also reports interference from co-channel China Radio International. But what about in the Maldive Islands themselves, that rather small target area? Jeff White, who brokered the broadcast on behalf of Radio Miami International, got an email file of the reception in the Maldive Islands and could hear no interference at all. So for the time being, they're sticking with 11965. It appears that the new almost one-hour English broadcast from Voice of Tajik has settled down, reported by Ruman Pankov on Radio Bulgaria's DX program at 17 UT July 21st on 7245. However, in the British DX Club's communication, Dave Kenny in England says, noted several times recently, but a weak signal and a very strong accent make it extremely difficult to follow anything that is being said. Swapan Chakraborty in India and Patrick Robich in Austria received a notice from Bangladesh Betar about their new shortwave schedule, and they're asking for reception reports. The home service is using 4750, but the external service is now between 1230 and 1630 on 7250, including English during the first half hour. Then the rest of the external service, between 1630 and 2000, is scheduled on 7250 and 9550. English to Europe at 1745 to 1900. However, you may find contradictory information if you check their website. It seems they still have two different pages up, one with the old schedule showing 7185 and another with the new schedule, says Jean-Michel Aubier in France. However, the new frequencies don't mean that Bangladesh Betar is now well heard. Mano Ritla in Finland reports to the Bangla DX group that 7250 doesn't look promising here in Europe. Vatican Radio uses it the whole evening. 9550 should be free after 1700, when China and Vietnam close down. Furthermore, Family Radio via Taiwan is also near 7250 until 1605. Swapan Chakrabarty, who's quite close to Bangladesh in Kolkata, India, was able to hear 7250 for English at 1230 audible, but too weak, he says. But nothing was audible on either frequency between 1515 and 1730. Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle says there's a new broadcast of open radio for North Korea at 1530 to 1630 on 12135, transmitted via Taiwan. Also via Taiwan is clandestine for mainland China, Sound of Hope, on 6280, reported by Rudolfi Grimm in Brazil in the Radio Escutas group at 2216 UT, but with strong jamming. I note that unlike the other out-of-band Sound of Hope frequencies, this one is supposedly 300 kilowatts, so it has more of a chance against the jamming, and in fact, it's the same transmitter used for Family Radio at other times. According to the AOKI listings, it's now scheduled for Sound of Hope, UT Fridays and Saturdays only, from 22 until 2400. In Hardcore DX, Jesse Frank Silva in Brazil was hearing Oriental Music with Drums on 14450 at 1755. Well, I'm sure this is yet another example of Firedrake jamming against Sound of Hope. And as a matter of fact, I also heard the same at 1314 UT, August 6th. That's a highly variable frequency, however, of Sound of Hope and the accompanying jamming. Also heard something maybe the same on 16490, which according to the AOKI listings is Sound of Hope and the jamming, varying between 16480 and 16520, 24 hours a day. The Sound of Hope transmitter itself on this frequency is thought to be only 1 kilowatt. When checking this, I also found something very interesting right next to it on the AOKI list, 17332, coastal station Yantai Radio in China, 24 hours a day with 500 watts, non-directional. Since it's in this list of broadcast stations, I'm wondering if they carry some music or other broadcast-type programming. ITU monitors did think they had a broadcast from China at 1733 on 17330. If you're quick and lucky, look out for VHFDX during the Perseid meteor shower peak August 12th and 13th. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 7th. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 August 10th, 12 and 4 on the 16th and 17th, 15 and 4 on the 25th. Solar flux 70, except dipping to 65 August 16th to 20th. That's World of Radio 1370. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.